okay, I have an updated, you know, some information regarding how that containment group ended up in the situation that they're currently in. And Hughes has a very specific plan, very specific obsessions, and is trying to do something that is, you know, well documented and well understood. He hates women obsessively. He wants to kill all the girls, and he wants to replace them with boys, you know, that he tries to turn into girls like a mad scientist, like trans girls. And that's his obsession. Hughes wasn't really concerned with breeding. He was concerned with killing girls and turning boys into girls and creating like a homosexual paradise and forcing everybody into sodomy and perversion. And his obsession was turning boys into girls, you know, with like fake breasts and mutilating their genitals and all that kind of stuff. That's his obsession and what his plan is focused around. The Nazis, they were obsessed with their bloodlines, you know, first and foremost was one of their biggest obsessions, controlling breeding, the purity of race, the racism, all that stuff, right? So the bloodlines, the breeding program, I mean, they had a publicly known breeding program, which is how the breeding scandal ended up happening after they fell into containment, because they continued on with it. But when they fell into containment, there was, you know, Hitler and Himmler were obviously a team, and Goering was a separate thing. You know, he had his own little group of people, and they were struggling for power. Hitler and Goering were in a very real way in a power struggle, and Goering was trying to coup Hitler and get control, and Hitler was trying to maintain control, and the Reich fell. And when something like that falls apart, when the group of people like that destabilizes, people begin coups. That's usually when revolutions begin. Like when a group like the Nazis begins to fall apart, people begin to do power struggles. I mean, that's a common thing. So the fact that Hermann wanted to do a coup, that's not that, you know, out of the ordinary. That's what you would expect. So they fell into containment, and then, you know, Hughes was Roosevelt. Hughes had already been busted. And the Nazis fell into containment. Now, what happened then? That's what is kind of confusing people. What happened when they fell into containment? Well, obviously, Hitler and Himmler rejected whatever Hughes was trying to get them to do and, you know, went into a fantasy where they were in charge because of Hitler's arrogance and that. So they rejected Hughes' homosexual, you know, paradise or whatever. Hermann embraced it because he saw it as a way that he could manipulate Hughes into doing stuff. And Hermann had two very specific things that he used Hughes for. One, that Hughes had control of their breeding program, because Hughes was the alpha in containment and they were the beta, gamma, and below him. So Hermann immediately latched onto Hughes, pretended like he was homosexual. He hated women already. So the killing the girls part of the plan was something that Hermann didn't really, you know, he might not wanted to have killed all the girls, but he hated women, so that was something that he, and the homosexuality thing was something that he embraced at least outwardly to Hughes so that he could manipulate Hughes as if he was helping him to achieve that plan. So Hermann immediately told Hughes that he was homosexual, there was a lot of homosexual Nazis, and that Hermann could get all of the homosexual Nazis, which is more than half the group, and probably convert most of the rest. And they'd secretly take control and Hughes could be in charge of it. And Hughes embraced it. So Hermann began manipulating him. And Hermann got Hughes to give him control of the breeding program. Because when Hitler and Himmler turned into the fantasy where they were Jesus and they were in charge, that was turning into a story, and Hughes got control and they went into a story where they were basically, you know, pretending, living in a fantasy and in roles in containment while Hughes had control of things. They chose to continue the breeding program. And the death camps were also about, you know, brain transplants, the Mengele and the twin experiments and all that stuff. They thought they could achieve immortality by like an organ transplant, like transplanting a liver, transplanting a brain into a younger body. That was a big part of what it was about. And the reason why the older people in the larger humanity had them doing that, because they were experimenting on synthetics, was they wanted to figure out how to put their brains into synthetic bodies, because they'd be superhuman. Because the synthetics can do all kinds of stuff, like robot stuff. So the older criminals in the larger humanity, they know they don't need to achieve immortality through brain transplants. They thought they could achieve superhuman abilities by putting their brains into a synthetic body, like Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell, in one of those types of movies. So the brain transplants were part of what was motivating them. Their obsession with bloodlines, the reason why Herman targeted all of their bloodlines, and it's a well-known thing, Herman was using Hughes to terrorize the people that he saw as threats, right? Like Hitler and Himmler, the Nixon tapes. Herman would spy on people, then would give Hughes the information, and would doctor the information and would edit it in a way that would get Hughes to attack them. So Herman deceptively edited the surveillance he had on people in his own group so that Hughes would attack them and they seemed disloyal to Hughes. So Herman's creating a dynamic within that group of Hughes fighting with Hitler, Hitler fighting with Hughes. Recently, he's been trying to get me to fight with Hughes and all these other people so that we all destroy each other and he ends up in charge. So Herman's basically doing the sum of all fears strategy. Or get them to fight with each other, they will destroy each other, I will end up in charge. Well, that in this process, he didn't understand how the containment process works, and that at the end, everybody gets focused on for what they really did. So Herman decided to do the breeding scandal to all of their bloodlines, because he has an obsession with blackmail. Herman, you know, getting complete control of large groups of people, Herman found out was easier if you can blackmail them. And in a group like the Nazis, where their obsession is the bloodlines, breeding mixed-race children into all of their bloodlines and then blackmailing them with the existence of those mixed-race children, keeping it secret, then blackmailing them and saying, if you don't do exactly what I say, I will tell everybody, you'll be expelled from the group in shame, never be able to be returned, never be able to reintegrate into the group. So Herman was going to blackmail everybody. And he manipulated Hughes into letting him do it because Hughes had control of the breeding program because they continued it on with Hughes as the alpha. So Herman's been telling Hughes that he's been getting all the homosexual Nazis to follow Hughes, and that he's been building Hughes' homosexual army, and that they're doing the homosexual final solution. And that's how Herman's been sort of manipulating and controlling Hughes and getting him to target. And he's saying that Hitler's anti-homosexual and getting Hughes to attack Hitler and Himmler and all these other people. So that's why the Kennedy thing happened. Herman got this big old thing where Kennedy and Himmler, Herman got really... you want to know why Kennedy, the assassination, happened in the story? I know why. When Hitler was Kennedy in that role, Herman got really, really jealous. So he ramped up his con and got Hughes really, really jealous. And he got Hughes so jealous by the stuff that he was telling him and so enraged that Hitler and Himmler were pushing back and were going to ruin his plan, that Hughes executed both of them in the public story. That was Herman's plan, to use Hughes to get rid of them. And while he couldn't do it in real life, Herman made his play during the Kennedy time because he got really, really jealous. And his plan was to get Hughes to kill them. And he successfully got Hughes to kill them in the story, right? So he got Hughes to kill them in the story. But they just went on into their new next identity. So Herman's been playing a manipulating game. Manipulating Hughes, telling him he's building this Nazi, homosexual Nazi army. Hughes thinks he's doing the final solution. Hughes thinks he's leading the Nazis and that they're all gay now. And sodomites because of Herman, because that's what Herman told him. And then Herman also has Hughes convinced that he's fighting a war against Hitler. that he's fighting a war against Hitler, and that Hitler is, you know, opposing his homosexual final solution, and that he's at war, and that Hitler's basically his opposition. So as obsessed as Hughes is with the plan that he's trying to do, Hermann has obsessed him with the fact that Hitler and Himmler are his biggest enemy. They're his greatest enemy. And that he has to basically destroy them. And then, you know, Hermann has been manipulating Hitler and Himmler, that Hughes is doing the homosexual thing and they need to stop him. So Hermann has basically put them against each other and got them to go against each other. And that's basically the dynamic within that group. And then he thinks that he's basically going to be able to get them to destroy each other and end up in charge, and that he's aimed them at me and convinced them that I'm standing in their way of getting complete control, and then tried to aim me at them, that he's doing this, he's doing that. So Herman's basically selling everybody out to everybody else, trying to get everybody else to fight with each other, and then hopefully everybody will destroy each other and he'll end up in charge, and then he'll be able to blackmail everybody else with the breeding scandal. So when, like, Hughes and Hitler, when all the leaders destroy themselves and Herman's the only one left, he'll be able to blackmail everybody in the group with the secret breeding scandal that will get people expelled because of the bloodline thing. It'll be a rule. It'll be a law that Herman implements. It already is within the Nazi group. Any mixed race blood within your bloodline and you're expelled permanently. So Herman will basically threaten everybody with, you know, expulsion, that you know, that they're expelled. They're doing sign stuff. Okay. So that's the situation that they're in. I'm not gonna go play with fucking signs right now. So anyway, they're doing sign stuff. They're doing story functionality where they're putting signs and they're trying to get me to go on various sides of signs and stuff. That's all they're really able to do is the story functionality attacks. Well, he's trying to disrupt this presentation. Yeah, they don't have the resources to disrupt the presentation or to cause fights or anything. Not really. So, well, that's a little bit easier to understand, that it's a coup within the larger Nazi group. And so Herman has a pretty well-known history of blackmailing people. In the Nixon tapes, he's been spying on people and giving Hughes the edited information and aiming Hughes at people like, you know, like a psycho weapon and getting Hughes to terrorize people. The Kennedys getting assassinated in the story. That was Goering trying to use Hughes to get rid of them in real life, but was only able to do so in a story. But he got really jealous. Like when he got jealous of Hitler and all the attention that he was getting. I mean, he didn't get that kind of attention. So, well, okay, and now at the conclusion of the process, we're not gonna fight. The real leaders, how we treat the prisoners, the contained criminals, the mentally ill people, it's a reflection of who we are as people. It indicates who we are as people. I'm not going to yell at them. I'm not going to fight with them. We're just going to let them explain or present what they've all really done. And we're going to, you know, peacefully process them into the next thing. As they're taken far away, very safely away from the criminal organizations that they would have been born into and enslaved into. So the real leaders are good people. But they do get to present what they really did. And the things they did here is an indication of some of the things that their fathers and grandfathers are doing in the larger humanity in those criminal organizations. So like Goering's father in the larger humanity has a coup of Hitler's father. There's a power struggle going on. And the stuff going on here represents the stuff going on there in the larger humanity. Well, the criminals in the larger humanity are realizing that what's secretly going on in their criminal organization is going on here in a more public way. So like Goering's father, they know now that you have this huge secret coup targeting their bloodlines, the blackmail, all the stuff that you're doing. They know now. Like Hitler's father and them, hey, they know what you guys are doing. And how, you know, disastrously unstable your criminal organization is, and the power struggles and all the problems and all the different things that have happened. So when a homosexual sodomite Hughes got control of the containment group, Hitler and Himmler opposed them and wanted to pretend like they were in charge, but Goering didn't give a shit because he wasn't in charge. Hitler and Himmler still had to be in charge, and they wouldn't accept the fact that Hughes was the alpha. So they went into a story instead where they could pretend like they were in charge. But Goering didn't give a shit because he wasn't in charge. So Goering saw Hughes as the new Hitler, but just that he could manipulate much easier. And he could use him to get rid of Hitler and Himmler. That makes total sense. Yeah, but that's really easy to understand. And that's what's playing out right now. That coup. Hughes thinks that all the Nazis have become homosexuals and he's commanding them. And Goering's going to blackmail them all once the leaders destroy each other with the breeding scandal. None of those things are going to work. Because you have to present it. Herman, you don't get to, none of you guys get to keep what you've done secret. Everything you've done is going to be presented to everybody. That's how we break all of you out of containment. You guys don't get to continue on as a criminal group. You know that, right? Do you know how we split your group up so you don't reform as criminals? We tell everybody everything you've done. Herman, Hughes, all these guys. Do you know how your ability, your capability to reform as criminals in the containment environment is prevented? By exposing all your betrayals. The people that would do it are never going to be able to rally up enough support to do it after they find out what they've done or what they've allowed to have happen. So it's just some coups, some manipulations. The breeding scandal is one of the gnarliest things that I've ever heard of, though. And I'm one of the younger leaders. But the breeding scandal, and it's also happening on a larger scale, something that they're doing in the larger humanity, is one of the gnarliest things that I've ever heard of, let alone seen happening. Now, I'm responsible for dealing with the people that are a result of it. And I like a lot of them. Yeah, but I'm not a racist. I've been in, you know, really diverse groups of people my entire life. And my, like, closest circle of friends growing up was always a bunch of different races of people. But I was specifically raised not to be racist and to have fun with people from all kinds of different races and to just not give a shit. So to me, it's not a big deal. It's just that I got to help some people because they're a result of something unfortunate. But I'm happy these people are alive. Well, a lot of them. I mean, I personally don't want to eliminate any of the people that resulted from the breeding scandal. And I genuinely like a lot of them. So my responsibility is not dealing with all of you directly in what you're doing. The process exposes all of you. I may have to work with some of you later if you get integrated into some of my projects. But my responsibility, just so all of you understand what my specific responsibility is, it's working with the people that resulted in it. The younger generations that were victimized, like some of their sons and daughters and stuff, that aren't a part of it, that were just as much a victim of it as these other people, working with some of those people. And a lot of the people that resulted in the breeding scandal. I mean, look, it's not just the people that resulted in the breeding scandal that are the victims of this situation. Some of the children of these people, they're just as much victims. Some of them even more so, because they were terrorized even more. The breeding scandal people, they just wanted to eliminate. Some of their children and grandchildren, they terrorized for decades. So don't think that it's like the breeding scandal against like they're like, you know, the children that aren't from the breeding scandal. All these people are in a similar situation. And we're creating diverse groups of people, which are good, which can end up being incredibly healthy groups of people with like good social dynamics. So So my responsibility is to deal with those people, is to deal with the people that from the younger generations. The people from the older generations are going to be processed by the older leaders. The older leaders are basically assigning some of the less messed up younger people to me. And the more messed up older people, they're going to handle, they're going to process. You see Herman, the Pope, you know, on his knees, praying to the picture of Jesus. The older leaders, they've got it handled. They've built planets, lots of planets, networks of colonized planets. And this process is very refined. Don't worry about the older leaders. They've got them contained. They'll be fine. They'll process them humanely. Just don't fight with them. Earth is a good place. This is a really good place to be. We're going to focus on our own thing. We may have to deal with a little bit of chaos, a little bit of attacks, but mostly we're moving past it. And we're going to move forward into constructive development of stuff. And just sort of like understanding a lot of the people that I'm working with, they already have a lot of this information. But the people in these various groups that have been assembled, they're just finding out a lot of this for the first time right now. The people that I've been working with have had access to some of this information for the last like year on various pages that I've had online. And me and the little ninja girl, we're not talking about stuff directly. We only talk about stuff online, about this kind of stuff, because the story functionality would use it to attack us and it would trigger story stuff. So even though me and her are doing stuff privately away from everybody, we're not talking about any of this directly. We're only discussing it secretly through online stuff, not in person. And we're not going to for a while, because it would trigger stuff and we'd get drawn into stuff. And it would cause all kinds of problems. So I'm not having secret discussions with her that I'm not having with all of you. We're having the same discussions that I'm having with all of you online. Just so all of you know where we're at. We're not going to have direct conversations about this stuff until after processing, because we want to have some sort of a normal life until then. So we're just going to continue having these conversations online and have a sort of normal life until we get processed. And then we'll all be able to discuss a lot more directly after that. Okay, so we'll figure out what's confusing them next, and then we'll have another, you know, there'll be another audio file probably tomorrow. Based on whatever information that the people from these various groups want to know that they don't understand. And some of this information might seem a little repetitive and a little redundant to the people that I've been working with for the last few years. But just understand that there's a lot of new people, a bunch of groups that are being brought into this now that don't have this information, that are just being made aware of all of this. So I'm going to have to go over some of the stuff again and bring them up to speed on what's going on. So just kind of bear with me in regards to the redundant information, or if it seems like it's repetitive at this point. I'll try to get through it as quickly as possible so we can move on to new stuff that's happening.